You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us, and happy Mother's Day to each and every mother, grandmother, and mother figure. Whether it's the beginning of your day or the end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's the late, great Bill Withers with Grandma's Hands, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand, soothe a local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, grandma's hand. To hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma.
This is Coach A from Wise Money Mindset, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yeah.
That was Mary Mary with In the Morning. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We're so excited that you're listening on today. We interviewed some incredible ladies for this special Mother's Day broadcast. Deanne and I hope you are empowered by what each lady shares. Our first interviews were with We Talk Radio Program Director Bronda Ray and owner of Empress Marketing LLC, Chase Martin. We are so excited to have an array of different mothers from different backgrounds being interviewed by us on Brand New Day with Emily Blue, because as we know, today is Mother's Day and we want to get different perspectives from different women. So we have the amazing Bronda Ray here with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. And so we're just going to dive right in. Wanted to ask you this one question. Why do you think it is important to set aside a special day for Mother's Day? We know every day we should celebrate our mothers, but why should there be a separate day set aside?
Because as mothers, we're always doing, and never have time really for ourselves. So I think one day out of the year is not, it doesn't hurt. Maybe we should do it twice a year, but just one day out of the year, you know, would be a good day for us to just sit back, chill and relax and enjoy the pampering and the love from our children, grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, Bronda, how many children do you have?
I have one. I have a 16-year-old son.
Oh, and I'm sure that is quite a handful in and of itself.
Yeah. Independent. He's very independent. So, like, it's like we're brothers and sisters, really, instead of mother and son. That's how we get along. That's how we act sometimes.
So you're not having to do all the homeschooling right now. He kind of has that under control, huh?
Well, speaking of that, being the mother that I am, I am now principal, college professor, and he got the high school part down, but he takes dual credit classes. So
okay.
He attends Lincoln High School Humanities Communications Magnet / Business Tech, which is the Collegiate Academy. So
okay. He's
taking high school courses along with college courses.
It's funny how, like, we've taken this role of executive assistant to our kids. Like, you have a call at 10:30. Let me get you
right.
Set up.
I was just going to say that. And I constantly remind him of they have their Zoom calls weekly or whatever. Hey, did you check in for classes? You know, you got between 9 and 4. Did you check into your classes?
How has being a mother impacted your life?
It has impacted my life by making me more giving, because I was a late bloomer having mine. Unfortunately, I was not like all of my friends having them in high school or right after high school. I waited a few more years or whatever. So it has taught me patience. It has taught me to be more giving, like putting my needs second and making sure that my child has everything he needs, not necessarily his wants, but everything that he needs to make it into society and, you know, while in school or whatever. And so I feel like that's one thing that has been, that has taught me being a parent.
But Bronda's our producer, and so I want to know, what made you choose production? What made you choose this route? And you said your son, it sounds like he's following in your footsteps. So
a little bit.
So what made you choose the production route, and like, what advice do you have for your son as it pertains to communication?
I too graduated from Lincoln High School humanities and communications magnet. Well, at that time, it was technically two schools in one building. So I was on the magnet side, which I took up communications. And I always wanted to be behind the scenes. So from my freshman year to my senior year, I was everything that was I did for radio and television production under Dr. Louis White, I did behind the scenes. So shout out to him for instilling me what I always had a passion to do. But it's like as soon as I finished high school, I ended up going to medical assisting school and worked in the medical field for almost 2 years. But I still had a passion for radio and TV broadcasting. So hooking up with our owner and founder and president of We Talk Radio, I met her at another job location and we just like, we clicked and I'm like, hey, I did this, this, and this, and I still have a passion for it. So it's like, it's I'm giving people a platform to spread their voice, their knowledge, you know, give encouraging words to people when needed. I also like to just, you know, have that platform just because you never know. Like we, like right now, if we can't see each other, there's still a way for us to get a message across.
Right.
So my whole thing was I want to be able to let the world know what's going on and hear what's going on and other people's perspectives of everything. So that's why I got in, that's why I chose communications. And so like you was asking the second part about my son following my footstep. Well, yes and no. He's more of a performing and visual arts person, but he, in order to do that, you still have to learn the back end as well.
Right.
So yes, he is, you know, tagging along and watching me. We have a youth show that he produces. He helps produce the Ken and Rye show on the We Talk Radio Network as well. So I'm teaching him, grooming him how to do that portion of it. But guess what? He's teaching me and re-grooming me how to do the videos and edit and make a whole video or whatever. Because technology has changed. Some of the programs has changed.
Definitely.
And I'm like, we're teaching each other. We're piggybacking off each other constantly when it comes down to the entertainment.
That's amazing. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. And, you know, it just really kind of demonstrates how when we, when our mothers, they play a role in our lives, they kind of help steer us in the direction that we should go. Because sometimes, often as children, we I'll give you an example. I went to SMU, graduated, but when I was a freshman, I went in as a business major. And my mom was like, I don't know if you should major in business. I'm not saying you're not going to have your own business, but that's not your gift.
Right.
I took that economics class. I had to.
Yeah.
And a business calculus class, I had to eliminate myself. And I honored my mother by thinking about what would be something that I'm gifted at. Talking, communicating,
exactly.
Podcast journalism, right?
Yeah.
So that leads me to this question: what does honoring your mother mean or look like to you? Because everybody has a different understanding or revelation of what that means. What does that look like or mean to you?
Honoring her, she really pushed me to do like whatever I wanted to do, whatever made me feel happy and comfortable. She is not the type of mother that pushes an idea and say, this is what you need to do. It's this way or no way. No.
Right.
She let me bump my head a few times, get up and try it again to figure out what I wanted to do in life. And I started out in elementary at a St. Philip School, then I went to St. Anthony School, which is a Catholic school, and then I went to Lincoln, and I was a production assistant for all the plays, assemblies, and all that stuff. So I ran the spotlights, I ran the mics, I did all that. So from an early age, I knew I wanted to be in communications, and she just allowed me to bump my head through the way of making it to where I am today.
That's awesome.
And for that, I am grateful.
Yeah, it's funny because my kids are in competitions speaking, mm-hmm. but now my kids do that. And so like our guest, Ms. Minister Shoney on yesterday said, you know, we honor our mothers by doing the things basically, well, also that our mothers teach us, are our first teachers. And so these are the right. things that we see, we maybe our mothers didn't do the things that we chose to do in our chosen fields, but they were so closely related, that what they showed us was so closely related, it just inspired us in a whole nother way. And that's the thing I think a mother wants, that, you know, that little seed that's planted in you, that it gives birth to something way greater than you. And so like your son, my son, who says he wants to go into sports broadcasting, my kids who win these sports, speaking competitions, it's like what I thought I had, this little bit of speaking, they are taking it to a whole nother level. And so those are great. Those are great ways to honor your mother, to let her know that, hey, you know what? I'm listening to you, but not only am I listening to you, I'm watching you. And that seed that you're planting in me today is going to grow like tenfold if you keep modeling the right behavior, you know? So yeah, that's awesome. That, I mean, that was a different route, but you got there and you're here and your son is modeling it and all of that.
Right. And she also used to instill in me that each generation is supposed to be better than the previous.
Right.
So, you know, she wanted me to go on and finish college. And I just took the easy route, be honest. I just took the easy mm-hmm. route, went to El Centro, got the 2 years, and call it a day. However, right. I had a scholarship, a track scholarship, but I tore my ACL. And I messed up my hamstring, so therefore my track scholarship to TCU was gone. And I still could have went to TCU because of the church affiliation, but I was like, nah, let me just stay home and, you know, find something to find my niche in life. And even while in the medical field, I was still doing some type of radio production, whether yeah. it was, you know, creating the flyers for it. I was always behind the scene, as you know, from the time I finished high school till now, pretty much. It's like funny how the world just like turns full circles around you, and
right.
you're still in the same place, and or even a better place. It just depends on how you use it.
Well, that's your gift. God gifted you with that, and we thank you. We certainly thank you for letting them use you.
Definitely.
No problem.
Without you, there would be no us without you. So thank you.
Right. 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 Oh, definitely.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for taking the opportunity
thank you.
To interview with us on this special Mother's Day edition of Brand New Day with Emily Boyd.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains. We gon' walk it out and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise like the day, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves, I'll rise up, in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. Move, I won't dance, and I'll rise up. For that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again. You.
Well, we are so excited to have our next interview with Ms. Chase Martin during this special edition of Brand New Day for Mother's Day. Again, thank you, Chase, for joining us on today.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate, the invitation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know how much we appreciate and love you. You make us shine and look good because we get compliments all the time on our promo flyers and all of the materials that we use for the show. So thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be able to provide you guys with those items, that service. Yes.
So I want to start off by asking, why do you feel it's important to set aside a special day to celebrate mothers? We know every day mothers should be celebrated, but why is it important to set aside one specific day?
Because we all need that one special day to be, especially mothers. Mothers, we need to give and give and give. And especially in my case, I take care of my son and I work. And I try to have a little fun in between. But there's never that true moment of day just for me. In a lot of mothers' lives, it's like that. For most mothers, it's like that. They're taking care of the family. They're working. If they're not working and they are stay-at-home moms, they're taking care of the family and all their energy is going into the family and the children. And if there's a husband, the husband, and some have their parents in the house with them. Mm-hmm. It is important to... I know we live in the day and age of self-care. So we tend to have special days for ourselves on the random. But that one special day just for mothers and to just recognize from which we came. Without a mother, you would not have had a womb. come out.
Now, how old is your son? You said you have a son, right?
Yes, he's
how old is he? Yes. What's the greatest gift that you want to leave him? Like, what's the legacy that you want to leave your son here before it's all said and done?
That no matter what you, if you, as long as you put your mind to something, you can do it. If you have a dream and an aspiration, you actually put in the work, no matter what anybody says, it can be done. And as long as you have it in yourself and you pull that tenacity from your heart, then you can make all your dreams come true, no matter what it says, no matter how they look at you, no matter how crazy it seems, as long as you have a plan. Mm-hmm. And you set goals and you set direction for yourself and actually do the work. Because, you know, a lot of us, we pray, oh, I want this and I want that. And we ask God this. We don't do the work. You got to do the work. So I want him to know that, or, you know, I want to leave a legacy that put the work in. It's going to happen. No matter what your dreams are, you can make them.
And that's good, because it's very important to allow our children to be able to have a pace and a foundation and set those goals and those expectations. Not expectations from you have to do this, but just letting them know that you can go for some things if you're passionate about them. And so I wanted to ask you, Chase, how has being a mother impacted or shaped your life?
Greatly. You know, it changed my life. I can't just up and go do what I want to do. You know, I have to, you know, think about my son as far as, like, one, him being with me. Do I have, you know, an extra outfit if he gets dirty? Do I have snacks? You know, is this going to be an okay environment for him to be in? And then on the other flip side, it's like it makes you more conscious of the activities that you do with, you know, the type of crowds that you end up being around. You know, you don't want to be around people. And even if you're not doing anything, but you end up around, you know, friends or family that just aren't the best characters, you know, and let's say you get, you know, get associated with something, then where does that leave your child? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's how I've always have, when I was in elementary school, one thing my dad said to me was, he said that, because I had got in trouble one time and he came and, you know, he was kind of talking to me. He was like, when the teachers go into the teacher's lounge, they don't say, that girl Chase, she don't stop talking. She doesn't stop talking. They say Harvey Martin's daughter doesn't stop talking. Harvey Martin's daughter XYZ. You know what I'm saying? So I always knew that I was representing something bigger than me. I'm representing my dad. I'm representing my family. I'm representing myself. So now I'm also representing my son. You know, so, you know, now it's his mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I kind of think of things that way as well. So,
yeah.
Life develops and it rolls on and we keep moving and we keep growing and we just make wise choices.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that because, you know, when kids, like you say, I'm Chase's mom, thing that you would want to be gifted with this Sunday for Mother's Day. If money was no object, no issue. You know, and if we weren't going through, wait, like, let me preface that. If we weren't going through a pandemic. Because I'm like, I think everybody's wish right now, yeah, is to get rid of that. But if everything was, you know, smooth sailing and money was no object, what's the best Mother's Day gift you can imagine this Sunday?
You know, I don't know. Would it be a money thing,
mm-hmm.
or of a family thing? I would like I would love, if money was no object and I could poof have the gift that I want, it would be for me. I never wanted to be a single mother.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be the wife with the husband and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mom and the son. So it would be, if I could poof and make something happen, it would be like that family, you know. Yeah. Well, we are family. We are family.
Right.
But, you know, it's always a good thing to have a male figure, especially in little boys' lives.
Right.
But I don't know if there's anything tangible. I can't say.
Well, that's a good gift right there. You know, because I think a lot of single moms might agree with you, if that, especially when it comes to a son, because I hear
money, give me, you know, 500,000. Half a million.
Yeah.
I could do a whole lot with that in my business right now.
A whole lot. Yeah.
I'm hiring folks. I have a whole team. That's my business. I started my business as a one-man show, and I still am kind of a one-man show, but I don't aspire to always be a one-man show.
Yeah.
I aspire to be a larger organization, a Fortune 500 company, if you will. So if I had somebody that, you know, dropped a half a million or three quarters of a million, or you dropped the whole million in there. I could do a lot with that, and I would not waste it. I would straight up invest it into my business quick. And I would invest it to myself and my family. To me and Langston, of course, you know, into like a college fund, et cetera, for him.
Right.
Pay off some bills, but I don't have a $100,000 worth of bills, so I don't even have that period anyway. But, you know, of course I pay off some bills, but I could do a lot of things with that.
Right. It was in that drop. Now you got to drop that name in there, Emily. Empress Marketing.
Marketing. So
make sure
listening to this broadcast, you need to go to www.empressmkt.com. Am I right?
EmpressMKT.com. The site is under construction right now, but you can see a lot of my work on my business social media pages, which is still, it's Empress Marketing or Empress MKT on Facebook and Empress MKT on Instagram. I do social media, I do web design, branding, print service, general graphic design services. If you need social media management, I even dabble in PR. So, you know, anything.
Awesome. Yeah. And I like that what you said about the gift. It's funny how when it comes to mothers, like the first gift for them, sometimes it is like, oh, I want a relaxing day or whatnot. But a lot of times our gifts are not about us. It's about our children. Like, we stop buying things for ourselves. We start buying things for them. Like, we will go to our last piece of clothing before we buy us another piece. Mm-hmm. But we gonna make sure that they have what they need. And so, like, I appreciate what you said there. And I think it segues into Emily's next question.
Yes. I wanted to know, because for me, you and I both kind of share a commonality, you with your father, me with my mother. And one of the things that was important to me was to always honor my mom, not just because the Bible told me to, but because I wanted to, my brother wanted to. And so what does honoring your mother mean, or what does that look like to you?
Honoring my mother to me would be just being respectful. You know, a lot of people are very disrespectful to their parents.
Right.
I was raised old school. My grandmother raised me. She didn't play that. And I so honoring your mother to me would be respectful. You know, being respectful. Make her life easy. You know. And of course they even in the Bible, I believe it goes back and forth. It's like the mom shouldn't anger the child, and the child shouldn't, you know, anger the mom or be disrespectful either. So it's about respect and doing what you can to make their life easy. And then as they get older, it will be taking care of them, you know? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Because a lot of the family units are kind of dissolved right now. Like, if we came together as the true village, we probably would be able to see more gains. But because we're like all over the place, you know, that's a good thing to be able to take care of our parents. And then maybe they'll help take care of our kids. And then we can get a break.
She got them upstairs. Right,
exactly. Shout out to Mom.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Chase. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Happy Mother's Day. Happy
Mother's Day.
Thank you. Yes. Wow. Are you a mother, Deanne?
I am. I have a 7-year-old. Thank you. A 10-year-old and a 20-year-old. Yes, thank you so much.
You got kids.
I'm a bonus mom to a 20-year-old. And then I have a 10 and a 7-year-old. And so, yeah, we've been doing the school thing during quarantine. It's been busy around here. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, it's the best job ever.
Yeah,
I'm thankful to God for this opportunity, and I'm thankful for, you know, having mothers and grandmothers and aunts and ladies to show me like what it means to be a mother, you know, and what sacrifice looks like.
Yeah.
So
being a person who mothers about 150 plus children.
Right.
Our mother on them, you know, they expect us to, as teachers, many of us, they look to us for nurturing and guidance and just a listening ear. Sometimes students will tell you the most crazy things in the world, but it's a blessing. Even when you don't have your own children, it's a blessing to be able to mother on those children that want to get that nurturing and get that advice and get that encouragement. So again, Chase, thank you so much for being a part of our special edition of Brand New Day.
Thank you.
Blue Mother's Day broadcast, and have a beautiful.
Thank you, Bronda and Chase, for sharing your time during this special Mother's Day broadcast. You know, mothers truly are Jills of all trades and masters of everything that they put their hands to do. Here's Superwoman by Alicia Keys, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I'm a superwoman. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. We hope you have enjoyed the interviews you have heard so far on this special Mother's Day broadcast. Here is our final Mother's Day interview with entrepreneur and community advocate, Shawnee DuBois Young.
Hey there. So we have Minister Shawnee DuBois Young with us today. Yeah. We are honoring our mothers. And how many children do you have, Minister Young?
Let me see.
Okay.
Two.
hey, right now it could feel like about 5, 10.
That's why I had to count real quick. So I was like, Wait a minute, who is she at 1 o'clock and who is he at 2? Wait a minute, which key is showing up today?
Right, real. Because today, let me tell you, we had school and I was like, can I get you to concentrate? Can we get through? I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old. Can we get through this assignment? Oh, so you're in the same road.
Yes, God. Yeah. I have an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old. And she had the nerve to ask me, is that the last video? Am I done yet? Excuse me? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher. I got corporate punishment at this point.
Right. Exactly.
Punishment is legal in this house.
Right nearby. It's right in the room next door. That's the
but I told her, right, I said, you don't have a problem when you're watching TV or you're watching YouTube. So right. No, this lesson, you got two more lessons to go. Right. Yes.
Let's call your teacher. Let's see if you act like that in her class.
Yeah, she told me she doesn't act like that in her teacher's class. That's what she told me.
Okay. So her public
yes.
Pay.
Yeah. Yes. She has a school personality and a at home with mommy homeschool personality. I said, Oh God. So I'm gonna have to be a different personality. Yes.
Right. Right.
So let's get into this.
Yeah.
First of all, we want you to tell us, why do you think, I know that Mother's Day is really kind of every day. But why do you think it's important for us to set aside a special day to celebrate mothers?
Well, you know, Emily, I want to say something. I wasn't one of those women that was supposed to be a mom. Let man tell it, let the doctors tell it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wasn't supposed to be able to hold children and bear them, let alone pop out two beautiful, amazing, gifted, talented children. So for a long time, I was barren. I didn't have my first child till I was in my 30s. And I thought I wasn't going to be a mother. And so I pray that any woman who wants to be a mother, that would encourage her as well. Because due to lupus and some other things, they said that I wasn't going to be able to carry the full term and that my uterus was tilted and then the lining was too thin. There were so many factors against me. Having even a healthy pregnancy once I became pregnant, because they said my body was used to having spontaneous abortions. Just my body would throw the fertilized baby out anyways. And so even before that, I would mother other people's children, my little cousins and stuff like that, because my brother didn't have any children either. And so I would look at how other people treated their kids. And so Mother's Day was real special to me. It just always has been a super special time to me because I was always the one who wanted children when I couldn't have children. And so when other people took it for granted, there were Mother's Day that I would cry because I couldn't have children. And there were, just like there are Mother's Day that people cry because of, you know, mom or grandma, different people being passed on. So my thing is, why not celebrate mom? Although we try to celebrate them as much as we can, all that we can while we have them, Mother's Day is the time set aside to say, you know what? Today you don't have to wipe away snot. Today you don't have to be disturbed while you're in the bathroom. Today is all about you. And so that gives us that one day out the year to just, it's about us. And it becomes about the mothering spirit in you. And right. I always reach out to the women who don't have children, who are mothers in some way, form, or fashion, whether they're educators, right. even the aunts. There are so many aunts that have been more of a mother to children than their own mother. You know, you have proxy moms out there, spiritual moms, excuse me, big sisters who had to step in and be the mom when mom wasn't there. So right. there are so many different yes. levels to motherhood. I just hate when people commercialize it and put yeah. it in a box, because you don't have to physically have a child to be a mother. Sometimes yes. those babies that, you know, you hug at school, you know, as an educator or as a counselor, you're mothering those children, whether you know yes. it or not, because they may not be receiving that love. And I just think it's really important to share that love with everybody. A mother is love. That's the ultimate definition of a mommy to me. Love yeah. and pouring yourself all out all the time.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. And I think that right now we definitely see that more in our homes, because I would say maybe prior to this upcoming Mother's Day, I mean, I've lost a mom, you know, gone through that emotion of, and then becoming a mom, gone through that emotion, even becoming a bonus mom and going through that emotion. It's, I don't think I've really thought about Mother's Day as much as I have now. And, you know, and especially because we are wearing so many hats and so many roles. And like you said, going to the bathroom and kind of like having some time to yourself, like now these past 2 months, that's been ancient history. and so
put hands, you know, under the door. They put their hands in
right
they put their hands under the door and they say, are you busy? I need right. juice. I'm like,
right,
seriously, I'm in the middle of a natural yes. occurrence. Yes. Go away.
Or right. there's somebody else in there who can open that for you. There's somebody else. There's like, you know, or that's what we had other kids for, so they can
right. provide you
for you. So I'm going to ask, and this is a kind of, I guess, loaded question, unless Emily, you want to go for the not so loaded question first.
We can ask the loaded question.
Okay,
I think we just
okay.
let's go for it.
All right, all right. And it's not too loaded, but considering, because we're all about fearless families and spiritual families, considering the roles of women in the Bible, mothers in the Bible, grandmothers in the Bible, when you think of Hannah, when you think of Naomi and Mary and Eunice and women of those, the list goes on.
Right.
What would you say in one word that the role of a mother, according to those biblical mothers, what would you say in one word what a mother's role is? Thinking you know, about course, those ladies.
Of course, being clergy and fivefold, I have to go biblical. With that being a biblical question, I have to start it off with scripture and say, you know, teach a child, train them up in the way they should go. And, you know, they will never depart from it. I'm paraphrasing, but you train a child and you teach them those things and they will never depart from it. I think as a mother, your first job is to be a teacher.
Yes.
You think it's to be a nurturer, but it's to be a teacher. You are, you are, your most important biblical job is to teach and provide.
Yes.
If you do not teach and provide, but in that provision, you have to provide love and you have to provide all of the natural things that they need. Yes. And you have to teach them who God is, who yes. our Lord and Savior is. They need to see you engaging with God and worship and prayer. And yeah, mama's not always perfect. Children get to see right. the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. They get to yes. see the hurting side of mommy or the sad or the night. They see all the sides of mommy, but they yeah. also need to see her strength. They yeah. need to see her honor. And when your children can see your strength, your honor, and you stand for them and you stand in the gap and you make things happen, then your children will honor you. The Bible says they ought to honor you all the days of their life, that their days might not be numbered. I won't be numbered, you know, and I see that a lot with mothers that have been strong all the way back to slavery, guys.
Yes.
Yes. the role of the mom, and from a spiritual perspective, you know, the dad, if the father's in the house, you have the dad who's the head. Before you have the mm-hmm. Godhead, and you have the father, you have mm-hmm. the mother. We look at it, okay, the head is the dad, right? The mm-hmm. mom is the neck. Yeah. Without the neck, the head can't right. go in directions, and the head has nothing to stand or move on. No support. And so it's mommy's job to be good to daddy if daddy's in the home. And vice versa, daddy to be good to mommy so that she can be the best mommy that she needs to be mm-hmm. to her children, and show honor to her so that her children know that that's who he values her as, right. so that they then are taught and they grow in that way to be better. I just think from a biblical perspective, society has gotten away from what a mommy right. is. It's not yeah. just having as many children as you can, or having a cute little baby that you can put a right. cute little Gucci outfit on
right.
and take pictures and show it. No, this baby needs to be nurtured, loved, and most of all, prayed for.
Yes.
With the way they are, black guys are being killed, and young black men.
Yeah.
Just children and different, the way the enemy comes after children, you got to mm-hmm. stay on your face, literally, yes, from the time. I mean, there's YouTube ads popping up everywhere that are of a sexual nature, pornographic nature, all kind of things that our babies are exposed to. So to sum it all up, I know that was loaded and that was a lot. No. As mothers, this is good. We have to teach. We have to teach, we have to nurture, and we have to reach our children and cover and protect our children. Definitely. Even when you don't feel like it at night, and you know, when you're tired and you're like, I don't feel like doing no dressed up prayer, and
right.
I don't feel like going in long. No, as a mommy, you're going to cover your babies. As a mom, if they're in danger, we turn into bears and lions and tigers. If you come to mess with our babies, we will, girl, we will take somebody out. You know, think about it. Your mothers, you know, they will take somebody out behind y'all because
definitely.
You know how God says you're the apple of his eye. And, baby, don't mess with, you know, I can talk about my critters. I can.
But don't you do it.
But if somebody else rolls up on my children, oh my God. Yeah, it's a whole different ball game. So, you know, biblically protect them, not just physically, but spiritually as well.
Yeah.
So,
I think the thing that I want to understand about mothers, because I saw how it did my own personal mom. Uh-huh. How has being a mother shaped your life?
Ooh, girl, I am not the, you know what, if I could be transparent, because this is a brand new day, and plug, no.
All right.
I love the show. No, but ladies, I'm not as selfish as I used to be. I was a very self-centered, very selfish individual as it pertained to, although I was there for other people, mm-hmm. I was in my singleness, and so I enjoyed my naps. I enjoyed going to the store and shopping the way I wanted to. I enjoyed just getting food for one. Mm-hmm. But when you become a mother, I became selfless, Emily. I became unconditional. I never knew that I could love someone so much, more than I love to breathe, more than I love peach cobbler. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you see this little bitty person that you carry for 9 months, and then as you watch them grow. Now my son, who's almost 6 feet tall, size 13 shoe, who I can't believe that was in my belly, but at the end of the day, it just made me a better person is what it did. You know, I was already growing and maturing into a dedicated minister, woman of God, but to have my children, it just made me want to be better. They caused me to want to do more and be better and go for my goals versus just saying, oh, I throw in the towel, it don't matter, it's just me.
Wow. That's good. You know, one of the things that I learned in the loss of my mom is truly understanding what honor looks like. Yeah. And I know, Shani, that you have a really, really close relationship with your mom, Mama Angela, as I call her.
Yes. She said you're her other daughter. That's what she said. That's my Emily, and I'm praying for her in this hour. You know, she got that Texas flame. My mom, my God. I'm covering her in this season. Yes, Jesus.
So, you, what does honor look like for you, or what does it mean to you when, you know, we say the Bible tells us to honor our mother and our father that our days may be long upon the land.
Yes.
What does honoring your mom look like? We're speaking specifically to moms.
Honoring my mom or a mom, I'm going to say honoring a mother looks like Deanne. Honoring a mother looks like Emily. Honoring a mother looks like Shawnee. You know why I say that, why I've called out your names like that? Because we honor them by becoming the women who they wanted us to become, the women who they prayed for us to be, the women who they taught us to be. Mama taught you how to do that laundry. She taught you how to cook that meatloaf. Come on, Jesus. Grandma or auntie might have showed you too, but they were standing in the gap. We honor them by being. We honor them by living. We honor them by achieving those dreams, those goals, not laying down and taking the losses. We, you know how they say take the L, the millennials say that? No. We honor our mothers by winning. We honor them. You honor your mother by doing your radio show, by writing your books, by doing the Core Heart Awards, by doing all the things you do with EMB Chrysalis, Deanne, everything that you do in your group,
Raring Royalty.
You do for your children, everything that I do in ministry, everything that I, every time I hug my children or I encourage another woman, I'm honoring my mother, because without that, I'm not doing what she dreamed of me to be. Of course, you become your own person. You can't be everything that your mom wants you to be, but she played a big role in shaping who you become. Your mannerisms. I've noticed sometimes I smile like her. I'm sure you guys can look in the mirror and see your mom's face looking back sometimes. You're like, girl, is that you? Or have you ever laughed like mine? Yeah, you say something and you're like, whoa, I never thought I would say that. You know, I told my kids when that was something, I was like, I will beat you down. And I was like, it wasn't even my voice that... It wasn't my voice, I heard. And I was like, y'all, I promise to God, if my mom was on her right now, I probably got 5 spankings in my whole life. I was not an abused child. I didn't get whooped very much, but I was very dramatic. If I got one whooping, you could yell at me, and I was, it didn't work well. And so, I wasn't a child that needed corporal punishment. And so, you know, I just think that in order to honor, you know how people talk about honoring their ancestors and honoring the spirit of them? I think we honor the very being down to the core of who our mothers are. When we get up every day and we say thank you, God, when we get dressed, when we do those things that we know are right, even when we can choose wrong, that's how we honor mom. I honor mom by making her proud. Whether mom is here, whether mom is gone on, I believe that even when moms cross over, that they are still our angels and looking down on us. And we have to continue to honor who they are by being who we are. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like,
that makes
I don't know another way. Because the flowers I give her are going to die.
Yes.
The teddy bears are probably going to get lost over the years. The cards I give her are going to go in a box somewhere. She might keep them as a keepsake, but is she really going to go back and read all those cards every year? I could buy her a new house. Yeah, she could live in it. I could get her a new car, but that car can also, material things can pass away. But who I am and my being and honoring my mother is something that cannot be replaced. There's only one you. And you get to honor your mother every day when you wake up and you hit the ground running.
Definitely.
It's a brand new day.
Brand new day. Right?
We are so glad that you agreed to be with us. And we thank you because you, I think, Deanne and I both think that you're a super mom. And because... here's the thing. You know, we all have all of these challenges and we have all of these things that we have to overcome, and we just appreciate you being able to rise above all of the challenges that you may be facing. Every mother's challenge is different, but because I know you personally, I just salute you on today, because I could, but I won't. So thank you for joining us on this.
Yes.
I appreciate you so
thank you
very much.
food to my soul. Yes, you are.
Was A Song for Mama by Boys to Men. We would like to thank Bronda, Chase, and Shani again for taking this time out for an interview with us on this special broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Pastor Shirley Caesar with I Remember Mama.
She gave, kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley, don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy way.
Still play. And
I shout and I come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, we decided that we want to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was a pastor. Me and Andy, we were the members in the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten. I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Then and there, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus 3 times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus 2 times. But when I jumped up the 3rd time, something got a hold of me. I just see that girl, hand running in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirlene is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. And she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a life. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to all of our shows throughout the week on We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us what ways you celebrate your mother and or mother figure. We would like to leave all mothers, grandmothers, and mother figures with an inspirational quote from former First Lady Michelle Obama. At the end of the day, my most important job is still mom in chief. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's the Spinners with Sadie.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learn the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie. Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving us all in your special way? Well, well, well.
There's no one above you, sweet Sadie.
Living in the past. Oh, she's never sinning. In love, she's always winning. Yeah. My, 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 my. Sometimes